This is CliffCentral.com.
Here on Cliff Central, we celebrate freedom of choice with custom-made solutions and so much freedom in style, design, and functional choice. The Untrained Tailor Blinds collection is the perfect fit. Now, we, as you guys aren't turning a blind eye to the show this week, which is quite nice, because I mean, there have been times where maybe you guys could go there and say, "Oh, sorry, no connection." You guys aren't. You're right here. So we also don't want to turn a blind eye to dirt in your home. Now, Gareth, I know with your OCD, you've got some pretty strong interests around this whole topic. And over the weekend, because Danielle's been away for the whole week, and unfortunately we haven't had our domestic helper for a few weeks, so I've actually been turning, well, all my attentions to cleaning the house. I spend the entire day cleaning, and we live quite well, I think, when it comes to cleaning this. I was horrified by how difficult it was and how horrible vacuum cleaners are once you fill them. But now,
have you noticed how quickly everything gets dirty as well? Oh. If you don't do the washing, or you don't do the dishes for more than 3 days, it builds up, and eventually it's such a goddamn mission that you may as well have just never started in the first place, and you might not ever want to, because it just gets worse and worse and worse.
Well, it does. You can keep on top of like the basic things like the washing and the dishes, but it's like the mopping of the floors and the general toilet areas and carpets. So, you know, we started the show by saying that there's a recent survey showed that our homes are generally dirtier than the chimpanzee's nest. But you can kind of see why, right? Because when you're outside, there's the air circulation, it's all quite wild, and it all gets rejuvenated. But we, right now in winter, are staying indoors. The windows are kind of closed. There's a lot of heaters on, and heat equals what? Bacteria? So if there was ever a time that's going to be dodgy, it'll be during the winter.
So did you just say that our houses are dirtier than a chimpanzee's nest?
Studies have proved this, yes. Especially our beds.
No.
Especially our beds.
How crazy is that? And lest we forget the obvious, chimpanzees fling each other's, like, feces around.
Yeah, it's a very fair point that's there. We are being, well, not even compared, we've actually come out worse.
Jeez, that is now, that's depressing. Oh my God, I thought we were cleaner than other animals, but it turns out we're filthy. Filthy.
Yeah, well, look.
Hang on a second. You also mentioned, what was that fact you just gave out now, that the when it's hot and humid, when we use heaters and things, we breed bacteria?
Well, exactly. So if you were to look at our beds as well, electric blankets, heavy duvets right now, probably we're all together with us. Like we spoke a few weeks ago, we've all got our ways of getting through winter.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this University of North Carolina did a very comprehensive study about this, and our beds are actually harboring a host of nasty bacteria. This is a word I don't like, debris, basically, including skin cells, oral, and fecal bacteria.
Ew.
Oh. How do you like that, Poppy, huh?
So if you're not changing your sheets pretty frequently...
That's why you have to do a change of bedding at least once a week.
Well, you know, in Switzerland, my parents went and visited some friends this year. They've got a system, so they've got these special clothes lines, basically, onto the balcony. So you're nice and warm and cozy inside. And as you wake up in the morning, you don't make your bed. You put your bed basically outside. So you take all and it just hangs outside in the open air.
Oh,
so
that's cool.
So your bedding never spends more. The only time it's actually on the bed is when you're there. Otherwise, it's being aerated outside. Makes a lot of sense, right? Because you've got sweaty skin cells and all this kind of stuff, and then you make your bed straight afterwards. You're then trapping it in for another day of festation.
Oh.
And then you come and then you stir the pot again, essentially by sleeping in the warm bed again.
Jeez.
Makes you think.
And we're in London, so it's worth remarking. You know how much I love history.
Yes.
So people used to live. It would have been better to live in a straw hut, because at least the air can pass through, and you know it has sort of porous walls, and you know some of the stuff can come in, some of the stuff out, and actually it's quite sort of most of the sort of dwellings that our early ancestors used to live in, they would make a fire in the middle of it, and therefore it would kill a lot of the really dangerous stuff, or at least chase it out of the hut. Not in London, not in those tenement buildings that they used to have here. I mean, people used to get a bedpan full of, you know, shit, piss, and everything else, and just They'd just throw it straight out of the window onto the streets, and the streets would just be these rivers of turds and all kinds of horrible.
Oh. Mm, yeah.
I have so many visuals that I did not want to have this morning.
Yeah, because when you think of an old city like this, you think, oh, well, it's always been, you know, there's been a lot of nice infrastructure and everything else. Not so. The sewers were the streets. And you'd be walking past underneath a building and someone would shout something from a window and you'd have to run out of the way. Otherwise, you'd end up with the contents of that bedpan on your head.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I remember seeing that. I remember seeing that from Downton Abbey days. I mean, that's what the staff used to do. The first couple of hours of their day was literally just cleaning out these pans. So, I mean, if the cook had maybe got a bit liberal with the spices the night before, who knows what your morning could entail?
Sus.
It is. Talking
about changing sheets and things. I mean, how often are you meant to change them?
Once a week, microbiologist.
Yeah. There's a guy called Philip Tierno from New York. He says that we should be washing duvet covers and pillowcases once a week to avoid illness.
Well, maybe it's my OCD, but at home, Daniel and I, we have obviously our pillowcases and pillows, but we actually have hand towels we put on top of that, so that you're washing a hand towel relatively frequently. You know, you don't want to touch stuff touching your face.
That's actually such a smart move.
I do that to not get my makeup on.
Well, okay, there's also that, yeah. So maybe it's a step too far, but again, it's a precaution. Because when it comes to this kind of stuff, and I'm sure you can all agree with me, I'd rather err on the side of caution than have to be in a stage where chimpanzees are literally laughing at us.
I'm laughing at you now that you put a towel on your pillow.
Yeah, it's a less baby blue one.
Well, according to another professor, someone called Val Curtis from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, she doesn't believe that leaving your sheets on for an extra few weeks can lead to health problems, so she disagrees with that guy from New York. She says people should change them once a week for aesthetic reasons, not for health reasons.
Right. Maybe she's in the school of thought that you should build up your immune system by having some free radicals and microbes hanging around you.
Oh, hell no. But you mentioned earlier it's always a good idea not to turn a blind eye to these things. And we should all be looking for ways to make our houses cleaner, to make them a little bit easier to navigate, to make them a little bit healthier. And that goes for everything, including window dressing. And as Ben mentioned already, Taylor Blinds and Shutters have the answer to making your house cleaner. The likes of their Shareweave sunscreen fabric will protect and defend your fabric against bacteria, mold, fungi, yeast, and algae.
Mold, so you need yeast, to have and fungi.
Yes. Yeast, fungi, and algae.
You know what? I was in the fence until you said yeast and fungi in the same sentence.
Oh, yeah. So the Shearwave sunscreen fabric has got Microban antibacterial treatment on it. It prevents growth of bacteria and mildew. And, you know, mildew is not particularly pleasant looking either. Makes fabric easier to clean. It keeps it clean between all the major cleans that you do. The blinds are easy to wipe with a damp cloth, and it's also much greener and eco-friendly. So as Ben said, at Cliff Central, we value your views at Taylor Blinds. They perfect them. The Taylor Blinds collection, framing your views of the revolutionary blind design. Go and check out their website. Just look up Taylor Blinds, T-A-Y-L-O-R. That's T-A-Y-L-O-R. And start getting your house in order.
This is CliffCentral.com.